The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Oh, the times we're in. Challenging times, very intense, very dramatic, challenging. And we're going to prove, we the body of Christ, we're going to prove to the world that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen? Before I skin you alive, let me tell you a story, okay? And you will understand why we have this radio program, okay? When the Lord instructed me in January of 2023, the Lord instructed me to open up or start a prophetic school. And I was like Moses. I told the Lord, I can't do it. I can pray, I can prophesy, but to teach it, to disciple other prophets, I told the Lord I'm not equipped, and I do not even know where to start. But the Lord told me why He chose me. It's because I knew nothing, and I knew it. His ways of doing things are so different. God told me because I knew nothing, that is very good, because now He can establish a prophetic school through me. And since I didn't know anything, I will listen to His instruction and will obey Him fully. And I will take it seriously with fear and trembling because I don't know how to do it. If you do not know, just like me at those times, you don't know how to teach or start a prophetic school, you will listen to the Holy Spirit very carefully. Like, you know, when we buy something and it's in different parts and it has an instruction manual and we don't know how to do it, we follow the step-by-step, the instruction manual. This is how it is when the Lord appoints you on something or on a job that you don't know or it's bigger than you. That was the middle of January 2003. And He set the date of the first prophetic school to hold it February 19, 2003. And then He gave me the outline. And I start praying some more, and studying more. And the Lord showed up in that training. The attendants did not want to leave the meeting room because of the presence of God. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, the primary purpose of God instructing me to start a prophetic school is to train and develop those who are called in the prophetic to develop the true characteristics of the prophet of God. Not to showcase your prophetic gift, but to develop that character that you will always consider the heart of God and to carry out His instructions to the letter. It is not how to prophesy. Because everything concerning God is a heart issue. Keep that in mind. For us, though that are called in the prophetic, let God establish you as a prophet. Do not spend so much time in trying to prove that you are one prophet, or spend a lot of time raising money for your ministry, because without you realizing it, you already lost your compass. It takes heart and discipline not to give in to your own personal ambition, not to give in to your personal desire, to be able to stay real and humble in spite of the approval and praises of men, that you'll be able to stand firm in spite of oppositions. Okay? And this, I meditate on this day and night, and I remind the group, and I'm reminding you now over and over again. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 through 23, many, not few, many, Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. And then he went on to verse 24. It said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Verse 26. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. God's ways of doing things is for us not to focus on the numbers, on the money, and on the gift, but to focus and get to know Him, His will, His character, His attributes, His plan, and then implement His ways of doing things. Okay? I have to address this issue, and I'm going to continue to address it because of the times that we're in. How come in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, these prophets were able to prophesy in His name? And some ministers drove out demons and performed many miracles. It means to say that they're well known. Probably they're big ministries. Because why? The Word of God works. If it benefits His people and His people believed, the Lord manifests Himself to them because He loves them. But as for the messenger, if you and I focus on ourselves and pursue our own benefit and wanted to be well known as a prophet and do not have personal relationship with the Lord, He will deny that He never knew you. And this is one thing that I wanted to come across to everyone, whether you're prophets, if you are a member of the body of Christ, okay? In our last minister's leadership training, which was about a week ago, I discussed issues that the Lord revealed to me in a vision that I received last year. And since the outcome of that vision is not the perfect will of God, I spent, since last year, since I received that vision, I spent time praying, interceding, prophesying, but I did not tell anyone until a few weeks ago. Okay? When as a prophet, when you receive a revelation from God, a vision, dream, or prophecies that He's about to do, and you know His heart, okay? You intercede and pray first if it's a judgment, if the outcome of your dreams and vision, it will affect a lot of people, and it will hurt a lot of people, okay? You do not just blurt things out. And like the prophet Jonah, who knew the heart of God, but he did not have the heart of God. He wanted God to do what Jonah wanted instead of considering God. Okay? And if it's a judgment as a prophet, you don't want that judgment to manifest fully. You want it to get postponed to give people a chance, or the leaders a chance to repent. You wanted to lessen the impact because there are some ignorant people out there or children that will become casualties. That is not the will of God. And this is why I'm revisiting this again, and this is a prophecy. The Lord is now saying to the body of Christ, to the church, to His people, that He is now replacing the souls of this world, like King Saul, in our present days, and He will install or replace the souls or the spirit of Saul with men and women who are after God's own heart, who will intercede for the nations, for the people. Okay? So there will be now a replacement, displacement, promotion, and demotion in the body of Christ. It will start manifesting in the body of Christ. Then you're going to see it all over the world, including Washington, D.C. So after almost a year, I shared a vision to the group. And I'm not going to share it in this radio. And ask them not to talk about it or not to tell others, but to pray and intercede for our country, for all of us, to do the right thing. Let us remember Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, in part, okay? And I'm going to read from New Living Translation. As surely as I live, says the Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. That includes the wicked or corrupt or evil political leaders, the woke people, cancel culture, the corrupt. It is the will of God that they'll be saved. That is why the judgment is not manifesting in its full intensity because of a merciful God. Remember, you and I, we got saved after all the things that we have done, but the Lord called us and got us saved anyway. Okay? So when we deal and confront the issues of our nations, or when we confront our own conflict or challenges, we have to consider the heart and the will of our loving God. It does not mean to say that we just roll over and we take things in stride. No, we fight. But the weapons and how we fight, it has to be God's ways of doing things. Okay? In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, NLT, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And down to verse 18, he commands us, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Do you know? Verse 18 doesn't just apply to us leaders. It doesn't apply to me. It applies to you. You have to stay alert and be persistent in your prayers, praying for everybody. Do not pass the buck on that one, okay? Because other people, they will call me and tell me all their problems and give me a list of names that I need to pray for. What about you? That is your job, because that is an assignment for the body of Christ as a whole, okay? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, NIV. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we'll be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Don't forget the last one. Once your obedience is complete. Anyway, let me go back to the vision I received from the Lord. So I got the group praying and interceding on behalf of our nation and the body of Christ as a whole. I forbade anybody from releasing a prophecy of judgment without praying and interceding first and foremost. You just don't release those judgment, okay? We have to consider, I repeat, we have to consider the heart of God and His perfect will. Always be patient. Always be obedient to God. And always have a heart for His people. Remember, this is a heart issue. Let me give you some prophecies that I already shared here, but I did not blurt them out. I prayed and prayed and prayed for first, and then I informed the body when the time comes. When George W. Bush was our governor here in the state of Texas, one day in my prayer time, the Lord spoke to me about him, that George W. Bush will be our next president. And the Lord gave me a sign. George W. Bush will take a trip to Israel, and upon his return, he will announce his candidacy. And sure enough, those things manifested the way God says. in everything, okay? So even though we had problems with the hanging chad in Florida, if some of you remember that, and the Supreme Court had to decide about the election or the result of the election, I knew the outcome already. I knew the Freedom Fellowship Church and our ministry knew the outcome. And the Lord rewarded me, and Mike and I, with a group, have attended the inauguration, the prayer breakfast at his inauguration, and we have the honor to visit the White House. Okay. Second thing, I was praying for the country, and the Lord translated me to the White House before the Clintons turned over the White House to George W. Bush. Okay. The Lord translated me to the White House, and it was in the middle of the night. At the Oval Office, there was Clinton, Hillary, the Chief of Staff, and others. And they were rushing documents, files after files, and Bill Clinton was signing all these documents. But I stood behind him, but I cannot read them, but I knew that it was not right. What they were doing was not right. When I got back, I woke up my husband, Mike, and told him immediately that the Lord translated me in the spirit, and I was at the White House, and I described to him what is going on. And we prayed together in agreement that the things that are made in secret that are not right will be revealed. We did not tell anybody else. I continued on praying, and later we found out of all these presidential pardons that Clinton signed at the last minute and some other stuff that was in the news. And I continued to pray. And one time, the Lord told me that God will never allow the Clintons back to the White House because of their corruption. Still, I did not tell anyone. I told the group. Until I announce it at the primary election, the Democratic primary election between Obama and Hillary. And I told the group that I am very, very concerned. First of all, I cannot read Obama in the spirit. It bothers me. And I knew that Hillary is going to lose. So therefore, Obama will be the candidate for the Democratic Party. Okay? Because of what God says. And that's what happened, okay? So here comes the 2016 presidential election. We knew that because of God's prophecy then, that Hillary will not win. So therefore, Trump is going to be our next president. There are other things that the Lord told me about Obama. And I continue to pray for him and his family. And I continue to pray in the spirit. Why? We have to pray for the salvation of our political leaders because it is the will of God. So we continue to pray for Biden and Kamala Harris for their salvation. And of course, we pray for Trump, for Kennedy, and other candidates, whether local or Congress and House. Okay? It is important. The reasons why I'm telling you this is over the course of several years now, we have many prophets prophesying death. We have many prophets prophesying this and prophesying that against this country or against the president or against anyone without considering the heart and the perfect will of God. And developing the true characteristics of the true prophet of God is crucial in our days. We have to be disciplined enough and develop that personal relationship with the Lord in order for us to carry out the position He called us, to become what He called us without denying us. And we don't even know those prophets, those ministers in Matthew chapter 7 that I just quoted. Many of them in that day they will ask the Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And Jesus said, I never knew you. We have to consider the heart of our God first and foremost, not our own opinions, not what we want. We have to submit to God. His ways are perfect. Ours are not. When God is angry and about to destroy his enemies, we need to intercede like Moses, like the prophets in the Bible. When he's grieved over something, then we will do and make things right. We take the matters in our own hands, like when King Saul spared Agag and the Lord said, destroy them all. God was grieved. And Elisha ended up killing Agag because the Lord was grieved that Saul did not obey him fully. When God is pleased, we celebrate with him. We give him all the praise. When we have victory, we celebrate and we give him all the glory. Do not go after your own desires. There is nothing that can compare when the Lord is pleased with you and his presence is established in your life. Do not seek the limelight and you ended up taking the glory from him. Do not seek the approval of men or you ended up compromising. And Jesus is easy to please. When you have that personal relationship with God, when Jesus is really your first love, he will always tell you what's in his heart. He will always tell you what his plans are. He will always consult with you. Isn't that amazing? He will consult with you. And when he is angry, he will tell you so that you can intercede and turn his anger away from his enemies, like Moses did, like other prophets did. When you really tasted the Lord, not just goosebumps, it is beyond the miraculous. When the presence is all over you, and when you see nations getting transformed and the lives of people got changed, and because you introduced them to a loving Savior and a merciful God, there is nothing like it. You don't have to be concerned about yourself. He'll protect you. He'll provide for you. I have to walk and believe God to pay for this radio broadcast. Now we're believing God for our own facility to prepare for this great move of God. And we have to believe that and we have to walk that. But you never hear me doing fundraising. I'll give you opportunity to give. But I don't focus on that. I don't spend a lot of time with that because I trust God. When the time comes, it may get delayed, but it will surely come to pass. If it's about him and it's for his glory and for the benefit of his people, he's just wait for the right moment that we can handle success. We can handle the crowd. We can handle the prosperity. We all are getting prepared for that. So be patient, but let us ponder and think before you say anything concerning now that we are in the midst of a presidential election and there's a lot of things going on. And let us be patient and let us discipline ourselves to go before the Lord instead of just blurting things out and take matters into our hands, okay? Just like King David, let us pray for God to keep us from presumptuousness, to keep a watch over our mouths so that we will not sin against him. And I'm running out of time. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road in San Antonio, Texas. Our service starts at 9:30. And if you cannot join us, we are on live stream. Find us on YouTube, Freedom Fellowship Church or SOGMI.org. Or you can go to our website, sogmi.org. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.